In this bulletin, the Deputy Prime Minister pleads for coalition unity. More evacuees arrive from China as a new coronavirus infection is reported in Australia. And A-League matches to be rescheduled because of the coronavirus. For the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack has called on rival Barnaby Joyce to stand by his word and not make another tilt for the top job. Mr. McCormack survived a challenge to his National Party leadership by his predecessor, but many expect the coalition unrest to continue. Mr. McCormack says Mr. Joyce and chief backer Senator Matt Canavan, who has stood down from the ministry, pledged their support for his leadership. The federal government will appoint a national commissioner to investigate the high rate of suicide among Defence Force veterans. The commissioner will investigate the deaths of more than 400 personnel since 2001 and report back within 18 months. The suicide rate for ex-servicemen is 18% higher than the broader population, and ex-service women are twice as likely to take their own lives as other Australian women. Defence Minister Senator Linda Reynolds says veterans need help transitioning into civilian life.
It is a sad fact that our veterans are amongst more than 3,000 Australians who take their own lives every year. This is a tragedy for their families, for their loved ones, and also it's a tragedy for our nation. And knowing that our veterans are at a much higher risk of suicide, we want to ensure that their families are engaged early and also engage positively in this process.
$40 million will be spent setting up the office of the commissioner. An 8-year-old boy has become the latest to be diagnosed with coronavirus in Australia as evacuees from the Chinese city of Wuhan start their 2 weeks quarantine on Christmas Island. The latest infection comes as the Prime Minister confirms a group of 35 Australians stranded in Wuhan left the city on an Air New Zealand plane. Scott Morrison's told the Nine Network they'll be transferred to Christmas Island when they arrive in Auckland. But while another charter evacuation flight will leave China from Australia, more can't be guaranteed.
Our focus on coronavirus is to keep Australians protected here in Australia first, and we've been one of the first movers, if not the first mover, on important issues like travel bans and things of that nature. But we'll have another flight going into Wuhan. We're working on that now, and the transfer arrangements to Christmas Island are working very well. But what I want to tell people is that they can't count on a further flight beyond that or one into mainland China at some point.
So far, there have been no confirmed coronavirus cases among the men, women and children already on Christmas Island. The ACTU is calling for superannuation increases for women to be fast-tracked to give them more security in retirement. On average, women retire with about half the super balance of men. The ACTU is blaming system inequality and wants employer contributions to be increased from 9 to 15%. ACTU Assistant Secretary Scott Connolly says that increase should be fast-tracked for women to give them a better future.
Women now entering the retirement phase of their working lives at massive disadvantage. The number of women that are exposed to homelessness, destitution or reliant on the pension because of the inadequacy of our retirement savings systems for them is a frightening reality.
To sport, and in football, the coronavirus scare has forced A-League clubs Sydney FC and Perth Glory to delay their Asian Champions League campaigns against Chinese opposition, which were due to start next week. Sydney FC's match against Shanghai SIPG and Perth's encounter with Shanghai Xinhua have both been rescheduled to late April. Melbourne Victory's March the 3rd clash with Beijing FC has been delayed until the 26th of May. Well, now the weather across the country. Perth mostly sunny, 35 degrees. Adelaide sunny and 28. Melbourne mostly sunny, 22 degrees. Hobart partly cloudy today and 20. Canberra mostly sunny, 30. Wollongong partly cloudy, 24. Similar in Sydney, 26. Newcastle much the same, 26 degrees. Brisbane rain and 25. Cairns a possible shower, 33. And Darwin a shower or two and a possible storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.